Usually, Kathy Bowman is our guide to other people's poetry, but today she is the poet. She sent us this holiday verse.
At the end of our block at the edge of the desert lived a landlocked ex-sailor. Each year he would, in an old wooden rowboat, in a baptismal basin polished in brine, erect a massive Christmas tree made out of a mountain of tumbleweeds. His yard, like his voice, nothing but an ocean of cactus and gravel. "The Adriatic is cold and deep and full of sharks," he would tell my little brother, as he pulled out cactus thorns from his palms and fingers. A festival of weeks, a sign of awe, the tree for us was like a giant ancestral trophy fish, a survivor of countless battles angling the ancients, wrapped as it was, not in tinsel, but in garlands of buoy ropes and fishing wire, shiny lures and braided hooks, wrapped as it was in a laughing stock of shackling, a stream of smelt and smolt. The delicate oil smells of sky became the delicate oil smells of sea for children who had never seen the sea. From the nest of tumbleweed branches, he hung glass marbles and medals. Epaulettes, he said, from a ghost army of amputees. There were mouthpieces of musical instruments, strung sailor knots he called Pharaoh's hearts, old shells, the nails and combings of his lover's lost hair, blue Christmas charms from a war bride's bracelet, reliquaries of animal scents, a lacquered ornament he called mother's milk. The tree was like a beehive in the belly of the Texas sky, a bitter aloe sky. It was a jeweled back of a reptile. It was a cartographer's fetish, though we didn't know those words back then. But what we were starting to know on Christmas Eve, long after we should have been home, is that what's broken, hooked, rusted, lost, can be made into a thing of wonder. For who can say, in your search, if it's better to follow the star in the sky, the scent of incense and frankincense, or set your eyes on a punched cut amulet made by an ex-sailor from an old tin can of morels imported from France and tied to the top of a tumbleweed Christmas tree at the end of the block at the edge of the desert.
Kathy Bowman teaches creative writing at Indiana University in Bloomington.